Hey guys, welcome back to season two of Double Dose.
Hey Taylor.
Hello.
I'm so excited.
Me too. It's so good to be back.
I know. It's been so long.
I know. We've had an extended summer.
Mm-hmm. It's been about 6 months since our last record.
And we've also tried not to talk.
We have tried so hard to not discuss things with each other on purpose so
it's
we could save
so
the podcast.
It's been so weird. I'll be like sitting there and something will happen. I'll be like, well, I've got no one to
I know.
Tell. So.
Literally same. I've told you bits and pieces because I can't shut my mouth. But yeah. You feel like, yeah, we don't know everything.
It's exciting.
I know. I'm excited.
So this first episode, we're just going to catch up.
Yeah.
Have our debrief.
Literally. Just talk about what we've been doing for 6 months.
So the last time we saw each other was...
My birthday.
Was like the 11th of December.
Yeah. My B-Day.
I would have flown out.
Yeah.
Of Melbourne.
Yeah. When I dropped you at the airport.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we'll probably see each other soon. Next minute. It's been 3 months.
Yeah. Not happening.
No.
So what's been going on? I don't even know where to start.
Oh.
Maybe we should start in December. And like just...
Well, should we start with our New Year's resolutions for this year? Even though it's March,
yeah.
I feel like it doesn't really start till March because summer's over now, so we can actually get into the year.
Yeah.
So what are yours?
Mine, I haven't really like written anything down. It's just sort of like there's some that I want to work on and some that are, I guess, strict.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to drink for this entire year.
Wow.
Which is... I don't know. I feel like it's not a really big part of my life anymore anyway.
Yeah.
Like I did all my partying when I was very, very young and I'm like, I don't care for it. It makes me feel like shit on the Sunday morning. I don't really need that. But on the way to Bali in February, my boyfriend, because we flew with Qantas and every time we fly with Qantas, he's like, oh yes, like open bar. He makes friends with all the staff. And I'm like, of course. So he gets a super, super strong JD and Coke and he's like, put your tongue in this to taste how strong it is. And I was like, I can't not because it's in front of my face now.
Yeah.
So I had a tiny little taste of a disgusting JD and Coke.
Oh, it was gross.
But that's it.
Okay.
I think it's not like if I break this, I'm going to be disappointed in myself. But
also,
like,
that doesn't count.
Like, yeah. I just don't want that to be like a big part of my life anymore. Like
yeah.
I love going to the markets on a Sunday morning and feeling fresh.
I feel you.
And I have, I guess, a fitness goal, but it's not, I don't want to put that pressure on myself to do like, okay, I'm going to do 6 sessions a week and only one rest day. I just want to be in like the best shape of my life come this summer.
Love that.
So that's my goal. However I get there and just like trying different things and making my day a lot about fitness.
Yeah.
And then the last one is to not have hair extensions by October.
Okay.
Of this year.
Yep. That's a good one.
My hair's probably like down to here.
Okay. Yeah.
But I just need to like fix the broken bits and then I want to chop it nice and short.
Yeah, I think
blunt,
that's good.
Blonde.
Yeah. I think that'll look good.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're my three.
I love that.
Yeah. What about you?
I have a few. I'm sort of similar to you. I'm not completely not drinking,
yeah.
but I'm limiting myself to once, maximum twice a month of drinking and not getting blackout, which I haven't done in a long time anyway, but just like, you know, capping a number of drinks at like 6 drinks for the day and like that's it.
Manageable.
Yeah. And I probably won't even drink that much this year, I don't think. So yeah, but I want to give myself realistic expectations. And then like just traveling more, because last year I didn't travel that much and it like almost killed me.
That was last year, that was one of mine, was to go to three overseas trips in 2024.
And you did, didn't you?
It's all done.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, well, not really, because one of them, I went to multiple countries in one trip. So I've been overseas twice this year.
Okay. But,
it's about to be three times.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Travel more. That's a good one.
Yeah. And then just like a bit more self work, I think. Like I need to work on managing my stress levels. I also want to work on my self-confidence, because lately, for some reason, I just have been doubting myself a little bit. Don't know where that's come from. Really want to work on that. And I want to come off the pill this year. So I want to be able to naturally manage my endometriosis. I think it's going to be really difficult. So it'll probably be a rough journey, but I just don't like taking the pill and I want to do it naturally. So I think they're my main ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You feel so much better.
I know.
Just not messing with it.
I know, but I'm just like not looking forward to that pain, because the pain with endo is just like crazy.
Would you just have to take like pain medication?
Yeah, and there's like supplements and stuff you can take, which I'm already taking in preparation for when I come off the pill.
To try and balance it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I guess like just managing my diet as well. Like I've been eating really clean, making sure I keep that up, which will be hard with my travels, but I'm going to do it as best as I can while I'm away.
Depends where you go as well. I feel like where I know you're going to this year, you can still eat pretty clean.
Yeah, I definitely can, I feel. I think the cruise will be hard.
There's just a lot of temptations.
There's like, a lot of temptations. Like, yeah. Like when I go to Europe and stuff, the food there is so good.
Yeah. But
I'll try my best.
So what have you been up to?
Oh my God, I feel like so much has happened since I last saw you. But I've been really excited to talk to you about this because I know that you're doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Sydney. I flew to Sydney for a nose job consult. Which
in and out in a day.
In and out, literally in like 4 hours. I flew in, did the consult and flew straight back out again.
That's so good.
But yeah, I'd something I've wanted since I was literally 10 years old. Like, I don't know if that's healthy or not, but I have
felt the same.
Yeah. I just think, and it's not, when I had the consult, he was like, so do you think this is going to make you a better person? Do you think people will like you more if you get this nose job? I'm like, obviously not. Like no one looks at my nose and says, I've got a bad nose. I know that I don't like it and I want a nose job for me, like not for anyone else.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, anyway, the whole process is really crazy now to do in Australia because you have to have your consult, then you have to have an appointment with a psychologist, which I had last week, and it was the craziest hour.
I can't believe this.
It was so hectic. I was grilled. Like she asked me about my whole life. I had to go into detail about literally everything I've ever been through and who I am as a person and everything. And I'm actually kind of scared because she was like, how it works is in a week I'll do your assessment. So I think that's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to either give you the green light, an orange light or a red light. Green is you're all good to go. Orange is you need to do some work on yourself before you can get the nose job.
I can't believe this.
Or red is no nose job. So like, what am I going to do if she says no?
Did you, when you went to get your consult, do you have medical reasons as well?
So yes, I have a deviated septum, but it's not.
And then
not,
you still have to do this analysis.
Yeah, because it's, so we did a, it's called a nose, funnily enough, which is like a, that's the test.
There's yeah.
A, it's, that's like the abbreviation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is more surgical than medical because I still can breathe through my nose.
Right.
Just not as well as I used to be able to, but it's not like affecting me that much.
Yeah.
Which is why I had to do the psychologist appointment. And yeah, after that, if she does give me the green light, I have to book in for a Zoom call again with my surgeon and he has to be like, are you still good to do the surgery? And I have to be like, yes. And then I have to wait a week and then I can book in the surgery.
It's really just spacing it out. I guess it though, is. If someone was very, I guess, desperate for somebody else's approval, they'd be like, oh, can we hurry up and like book it in and like want to get it done?
Yeah.
So it's also proving your mental stability if you can wait.
Yes,
that time.
Exactly. And obviously I can wait. I mean, I've waited 27 years, so I can wait a few more months.
I didn't have to go through any of this.
Yeah, tell me about your experience.
So I have also wanted a nose job since I was a kid because my nose looks the exact same as my dad's and my grandfather's. And I'm like, I'm not okay with that. That's not happening. But in the last maybe 18 months, I've been struggling to breathe at nighttime. And my partner's like, you literally sound like a 47-year-old overweight truck driver. And that's,
oh my God.
I can't go to sleep because I'm just worried about it.
Aww.
So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And it was in the back of my mind that I probably wanted to go overseas and get my boobs done as well because my mom just had a surgery on her boobs and it was over $20,000. And I'm like, I just.
$20,000?
Yeah.
Mine was $10,000.
She had. Like a lift. Oh. She actually had a reduction, a lift and implants.
Shit. Okay.
So full, because she's had her kids now and whatever. Yeah. So fully changed everything.
Yeah.
And it was very expensive. Yeah. And I was like, well, I want my nose and I want that. And yes, I could have like paid to get it done here, but I'm like, I also just want to go overseas because why not?
It's an excuse.
Then I was at the gym and one of my friends comes up to me and she's like, this is my first session back in 8 weeks because I just had my nose and my boobs done in Turkey.
Way.
And I was like,
that's the universe.
I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, send me the place. And she sent me the place and literally sent off my photos.
Yeah.
The surgeon gives you voice messages back about everything. So I was, they're like, tell us what you want to change, what your concerns are, blah, blah, blah. So I had to fill out all of these questions, like mm-hmm. about my medical history and all of that, and then get these voice messages back. And they were like, yep, like your shape, your cartilage and your skin look really thick. Like you probably have some kind of deviation going on in there. Mm-hmm. So we'll fix that. We can change the shape if you want. And yeah, we can do a boob job too for, I think it was like 13K.
All up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
With 6 nights in a 5-star hotel as well.
Shit.
So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go do that.
Oh, God.
So I paid my deposit, but I just haven't chosen a date yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
And same with the boobs as well. I'm like, I don't hate them.
Yeah.
But I don't love them.
Yeah.
And I love my period boobs.
Okay.
And my ovulation boobs. Mm-hmm. But the other 2 weeks of the month, I'm like, I look like a boy. So yeah. I'm like, let's just have big boobs all the time.
May as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I did it. Mine cost together was like 30,000 for both. So you're it getting a very good deal.
Sense. And especially when some surgeons here go overseas to train to Turkey to train
do they?
These things. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Turkey, I think because like Middle Eastern, European, all this stuff, their noses, I think it's just so common for people to get rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to go somewhere where they're doing it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I'm also that kind of person where I'm like, if it goes wrong, it goes wrong. I don't like, my mom's like, what if something, you know, the implants are wrong or they rupture? I'm like, it's probably the same risk as what it is with yours. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fine. I know so many people who have done stuff.
It's probably bad that I don't care about that stuff. I'm like, if something happens, something happens.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh my God, is it going to be okay? Like, I'm scared about my surgery in Australia. I'm like, fuck, what if they ruin my nose? What if the surgeon actually said to me, so in some cases, very rare, the bone grows back.
Oh.
Because, you know, so I've actually broken my foot before twice, and on the side, like it's like grown an extra bone sort of like around where it broke. So I can understand what he means. Like when you shave the bone down on your nose, it might grow back because your bone does that to heal itself because it's like alive.
Yeah.
I was like, imagine that. I pay 20K for a nose job and my bloody nose bone grows back.
Well, mine stops like – here.
Yeah.
Like I don't have much bone
squishy.
After that.
Mine's
so
hard.
Mine's really squishy. So I feel like I'm not going to have that problem.
No, you won't. Just... I think I'm like, fuck, it would happen to me. But if it does, whatever, I'll get it done again and shave it down.
I can't believe we're going to end up with the same two surgeries.
I know. It's so funny. I was saying in the car to Taylor before that like last year we went brunette at the same time and then we went back to blonde at the same time and now we're both getting nose jobs.
Love it. So and we didn't know each other 12 months ago.
No, literally. Look at us.
So funny.
Okay, now I want to talk about this. I've been dying to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift.
Oh my
Eras Tour. We've both been. Tell me about your experience.
I was not going until literally the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get tickets. I think I might have actually been overseas when the first release went out.
Yeah.
So I think I was in Bali.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know what? I like her, but I'm not – she's not like Justin Bieber is to me, so I'm not going to stay up and get tickets. That's whatever.
Yeah.
And then as it got closer, I looked at the set list and I was like, I almost know every single song mm-hmm. and I'm going to have FOMO if I don't go.
Yeah.
So I went on Facebook and there were so many scammers.
Oh my God, I know. I can't believe you got tickets that were legit.
There was like thousands of scammers. Like I made a post and I was like looking for 2 Sydney tickets, any section, doesn't matter how much I pay.
Yeah.
I just want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably 300 comments to go through. And people were like, I've got 4 tickets in A reserve. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah.
You do not have 4 tickets no. in A reserve. But then I saw this post and it was anonymous.
Right.
And it said, I've got 2 A reserve tickets because I've upgraded to somewhere closer. So I want to get my money back for these tickets.
Gotcha.
I'm only willing to meet up in Sydney.
Okay.
And I was like, a scammer's not going to meet
no.
up in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I commented. She's like, comment if you and I'll message you if you look legit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I commented and this girl DM'd me and she like had everything legit, all the proof, whatever.
Wow.
So I was like, cool, I'm gonna buy them. This was 2 days before.
I can't believe it.
So I transferred her the money for one.
Yeah.
And I got one in my Ticketek and I was like, perfect, they're real.
Okay.
I go to transfer the second amount of money.
Oh, that's right.
And it didn't go through to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I was like trying to fix it. I got locked out of my ANZ app and they're like, nah, like fraud is happening, blah, blah, blah. The next day, the fraud team from Melbourne contact me and they're like, hey, we just need to check that you actually want us to process this transaction because we have had over 20,000 people complain about being scammed for Taylor Swift tickets.
Wow.
So any transaction that was going to a new payee with ANZ with the description Taylor Swift or anything to do with that, they had blocked.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, it's fine. I'm like, please send me the money because I need the ticket for tomorrow. So this is on the Friday.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night I went.
Yeah.
And she was so good.
Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Insane.
It was like just the best experience ever. Like I cried when she first popped out of the floor.
See, I had listened to the intro song before I went and I was like, this is going to kill me. Like that, it's just incredible how they put all the eras, all the albums into one song and then she pops up. I'm like, she's crazy. Like she's insane to have these ideas.
I had watched, because this is how crazy I am about Taylor Swift, I had watched every single concert on like either TikTok live stream or like videos posted after mm-hmm. the concert. So I've seen the whole concert a million times before I actually went.
Yeah.
And I still was in awe of the whole production. Amazing. And yeah, it was just also getting up there, dancing, singing for 3 hours straight. People think, oh, she had a little break or intermission or something.
There's no break.
She literally gets off stage, somehow gets into her new costume in 30 seconds and she's back out on stage. I was standing there for 3 hours. My back and my feet were so sore. I was like, how does she do it? She's a magician.
Yeah. I fully think that she's got some kind of witchery going on.
She's a sorceress, Willow,
and they all had the orange balls and she's like in her witch cape. I'm like, you are bewitching the entire world and mm-hmm. that's why you're a billionaire.
1,000%.
But yeah. No, she was amazing. My friend who I took with me, that was her. So she went in Melbourne mm-hmm. and I knew she lives in Sydney and I'm like, I knew she would come with me last minute. She lives like 40 minutes away from the stadium. So she came with me and she was crying her second time seeing her.
Aww.
And I was like, so glad I brought you because like you were just so grateful.
Yeah.
And then on the Sunday, my sister texts me because I'd just been the night before and she's like, so I want to go. And I was like, you're kidding me. Like I've just had to like scour the whole internet to get these two tickets and now you want to go.
Yeah.
So Monday morning, I found another person on Facebook. I sent them to my sister and I'm like, I'm not dealing with this again because it was traumatic trying to get the first two. Mm-hmm. So if you want these tickets, this guy apparently has 3 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So go for gold, try and get it. And then 12 p.m. on the Monday, she texts me and she's like, so we're going to Taylor Swift. You need to be here in like 3 hours.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so jealous you got to go twice. I really wanted to.
I'm so glad that I did. Like, I don't care how much money I spent. It was so good. And then I'm trying to tee up when I'm going to be in Amsterdam with my boyfriend to go again.
Yeah.
And then also the movie comes out on Friday.
Yes.
At, I think it's 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we are going to sit on the couch. You're going to watch this whole 3-hour movie
with me. In
fact,
Taylor's going to perform for you with Taylor in the living room.
If you still tell me that you don't like her after this movie, then I'll shut up about the tickets. But so if you like her, we're going in Amsterdam and you have no say.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you just have to. Like when you watch the whole thing, there's no way you can't like her afterwards.
I know.
I can't wait to watch it with my mum because I keep trying to make mum into a Swiftie.
Yeah. My mum is a Swiftie.
Is she?
Yeah. So I went and saw my mum the week of and I'm like, I'm going to try and get them. She's like, don't be ridiculous, Taylor. You're not going to go. And then she's like, I actually really like her. So if you somehow do go, can you send me videos? And then on the Saturday night, I'm sending her videos. I'm like, I'm actually here.
I did it. That's so cute.
But yeah, amazing. I'm so excited to watch the movie.
Oh, me too.
And Reputation Taylor's version is going to come out this week, do you reckon?
This week?
I reckon.
No, it won't come out till I reckon August, somewhere between August and October.
Really?
Because her new album's coming out in April. She'll want to.
Are you in the TikTok? I'm in the trenches with all these but like they theories.
Have been predicting it since like July last year.
Caleb's laughing at me.
Yeah, you're like looking at me too. And I'm like, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I can't affirm you in this.
I think it'll be end of this year. It's definitely going to be this year, but I think it'll be after she's like had her new album out and it's gotten heaps of listens.
Okay.
And, you know, she's ridden that wave a little bit more.
I think it's going to come out for our time on Friday at 2:00. Because did you see how she moved the release time of the movie?
Yes, I did.
The day earlier at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And then there's all these signs saying something's going to happen at midnight. So if you 9 p.m. if everyone starts watching the movie on Disney Plus,
yeah,
it's going to finish at midnight and then I reckon there'll be an album release.
Nah.
What date are you saying?
So,
because like we're recording on the 12th of March.
We're recording on the 12th of March. So it's going to be for us, well, for me in Newcastle, it's going to be
the 14th.
Oh, no, 2 the 15th. P.m. on Friday the 15th.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but in... so
huge call.
In December, there were all these theories that she was going to announce at Night One Melbourne, which is obviously the night I went to, because people had done this math and like, because she does Easter eggs, like she plants Easter eggs like everywhere for like people to figure out when she's going to release the next album or what she's going to do next, which is really fun. But a lot of people thought it was going to be, the 16th of Feb and it wasn't. So I think it's too close together because her new album comes out in literally a month, you know?
But she knows people are going to listen regardless.
Yeah, but then it's like, because if she gives it space, so if she does Tortured Poets first, all those will sit in the top 10 chart or whatever for like however long. And then when she releases Reputation, Taylor's version in like, say, September or something, it'll go to the top of the charts as well. Whereas if she releases them so close together, they'll be fighting each other, if you know what I mean. So they might not make it to number one.
But I also think she doesn't really care.
I mean, she's so big now. Like,
I know that no matter which one comes first or if they're two days apart, I'm still going to be winning the entire world.
She,
so
100%. She is the most listened to artist now in Spotify
That's
history.
Crazy. What was your favorite era? I've been dying to ask you this.
Okay.
I knew what mine was going to be going into it and I think it still was.
Can I do my favorite songs and then my favorite eras?
Okay.
And can I have two eras?
Can you explain the eras to me? Sorry.
Okay, all right. So she has 10 studio albums altogether, not including... like that's not including also her Taylor's versions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first one's Cruel Summer. No, it's not Lover. Sorry. First one's Lover.
Silly, I was going to say.
Fearless. And then there's Evermore, Reputation, Folklore, 1989, Midnight's.
I'm forgetting.
I'm missing one.
Speak Now.
Speak Now. Okay, and so those are all her albums from like 2006.
Okay, and they're called eras.
They're her eras.
So she made it her eras tour. So she did every single era.
Yeah.
And changed outfits for every single era.
Right, gotcha. Yeah.
So it was like insane. So my favorite eras were probably Lover and Fearless.
Oh, we're so different.
What were yours?
Folklore and Midnights.
Interesting.
But my favorite outfit was Lover. Yes. And I got the two Lover outfits that were my favorite. It had the one with the silver
blazer
and then the pink blazer.
Wait, as in you got the OG
bodysuit? Same. And then the pink the pink and red bodysuit with the pink jacket for
gotcha. I love that one. Oh, my best. So I got all my favorite outfits for every single era, so I was stoked with that.
What dress did you have for Speak Now?
The purple one.
The tiered one? The three different colors.
Yes, like the cupcake. Same.
Yeah.
But so my favorite songs were Cruel Summer and Long Live. Long Live, I cried.
I liked both of them. I hated how she cut off Miss Americana.
Same. I wish she'd
that
done the whole song.
That was too short. She should have done the whole song. Yeah. But it's worth it because it was like the entrance was so good.
True, true.
My favorite songs, All Too Well, probably.
That was very good.
And I really liked The Last Great American Dynasty.
Yes. Yeah. I've been listening to that on repeat lately. That was really good. Yeah.
But I knew, and Midnights is my favorite album, I think, and then Folklore. So I knew I was going to love the whole Midnight set.
Can I tell you something really crazy that I did before I went to the Eras tour?
Because
I was like, if I talk to Swifties, people ask me, what's your favorite album? I don't know because I love them all so much. So I made a spreadsheet with every single. This is so on brand for me.
Anything.
This is such an Annie thing. Made a spreadsheet, did it like in order of albums, and then every single song, went through every song, and like I was rating it on what I thought about it. So like how much, not like how well it was written or anything like that, like how much I like it out of 10.
Yeah.
So I rated every single song, and then I
Can you send me the template?
I will. I did an average of each album because some albums have 15 songs, others have 30.
Yeah.
And then figured out that my favorite albums going off that are Folklore and Midnights.
My two favorites.
Yeah. But for some reason, they weren't my favorite eras at the concert. I think I liked the nostalgia of Fearless.
Yeah.
And then Lover was just so, it was just the start of the show. So it was like amazing.
Yeah. She's so good.
I know.
I'm obsessed with her. She's been like, we need to stop talking about
I know.
Her,
okay. We'll move on now.
I reckon you need to publish that spreadsheet. I think it'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, can you need to put it on Etsy because people will buy that.
Oh, really?
You can.
I feel
make
like I need to spruce it
this.
Up a little bit because it's pretty basic.
Oh, okay.
If you think, if you had one reel on Instagram go viral about this, say you got 1 million views and you put it up for $10 and 100 people bought it.
True. $1,000 right there.
Yep.
You're a little businesswoman.
Okay, so since I've seen you, I have done some more travel besides to Sydney twice to see Taylor Swift. After Christmas, well, I think it might have been like the 23rd of December, I had seen my mum and her family for Christmas. I'd seen my dad and his family for Christmas. And Christmas Day, I spent with my partner's family. And I was like, the only person missing is my sister who's living in London. And I was so sad that she didn't have us there for Christmas. So I booked to fly to London. I left on the 27th of December, so 2 days after Christmas.
But you booked it on the 23rd?
I think it might have been that close because I had to do the iconic like next day delivery, it was Christmas time. So I was like, shit, I need like a beanie. I need a puffer. I had no winter clothes.
Yeah.
So I had all this stuff like express shipped to my apartment. And yeah, I went.
I remember you messaging me being like, I'm going to Europe. And I was like, what? Yeah, I'm leaving in 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So I flew to London and I was there with her for New Year's, but I didn't actually see her on New Year's Eve because I was so sick with food poisoning. But the night before is the night that made me decide I'm not going to drink.
So was it food poisoning or was it alcohol poisoning?
I actually got food poisoning. Okay. So I was hungover and then had dinner Uber Eats because I was like, I'm not going out, I'm so hungover, and then woke up 3 hours later vomiting.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So anyway, flew to London. I think my flight got in at like 7 a.m and then I went and got a blow dry, then by midday I was with my sister, and we just had the best time. So she was off work because she had some other friends going to see her over that period as well, and I didn't book a flight home. So I was just like, I'm going. I don't know when I'm going to come back. Bye, boyfriend. Enjoy New Year's without me. And then she's like, well, we're going to go to Amsterdam on the weekend. Do you want to come? And I was like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. She had a flight booked. But on the when you fly, you can't have baggage with the cheapest flights in Europe.
You can't even add baggage.
Well, I think you can, but it's like a ridiculous amount of money. And I had two big suitcases plus a carry-on. So I had three suitcases. And I was like, they're not going to let me on this flight last minute with this much luggage. Otherwise, I'm paying $1,000. So I got the train from London to Amsterdam, had the best time in Amsterdam. I had been before when I was younger and I didn't really care for it that much. But it was pissing down rain this time. It was so cold, but I had the best time. Aww. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And then she's like, do you want to go to Paris too? And I was like, all right. Oh, so then went to Paris and then spent some time with her and her friends there, which was so good. It was so nice to have like all the Christmas markets were still on. That's it was so, so nice. Cold and everyone's like rugged up and you were drinking like mulled wine and mulled apple cider and it was just
so perfect.
It was so good.
I would love to see Europe in winter.
Oh, I'm so glad that I went.
Yeah.
Because my partner does not like the cold and does not like big cities. So I'm like, I went and did London and Paris in the middle of winter and got to like do that on my own because he would have just probably complained. But yeah, it was so good. I'm so glad that I went. And then when I left her, she started crying and she never cries. And I'm like, don't do this to me.
No. Sure, you'll go back soon. Oh, but you're going back.
I'm going to go back. Yeah. I'm going to go and see her. But she's now living in Scotland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why'd she move there?
So she got a job in like a, I think it's like a resort, but they also have like different restaurants and bars and whatever. And it's like really remote in Scotland.
Oh my God.
So she's working there. They put her up in some house, like apartment or whatever, pay for one meal a day. So, and she's like, I'm saving so much money and I'm not drinking. I'm like, good, stay there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So hopefully in European summer, then she'll get some time off because she's working so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just got this like unreal job.
Wow.
And decided to go to Scotland with her. And her and her friend can work together. Oh, that's nice. Who she moved there with. So
yeah, that'd be a bit lonely if you're by yourself, I think.
Yeah. So they last in London, they worked for the same company, but they couldn't get the same housing unit. So they were staying separately and working in different pubs, but still under the same company. So they couldn't, and their days didn't line up. But now they've got the same days off. They live together.
That's so good.
And yeah, it works out so well. So
that sounds fun.
I will go and see her again. I'm going to try and get her to come meet me, I think, in Amsterdam again.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
She's just a wild child. And I'm going to go to Bali next week. And I went to Bali a month ago.
Yeah, you are just traveling all over the place.
I just, like, doing what we do, you can work from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel sometimes more at home at Bali, in Bali, mm-hmm. than in Newcastle.
It's so nice that you have your boyfriend who you can go with too, I feel. Like, when if I was to go, I'd be by myself. I feel like I'd get really bored.
Although I have a friend. She actually might come on the podcast in a couple of months. Oh. She wants to, but she wants to move to Bali and she just works for herself.
Yeah.
She does OnlyFans and also PT. And she's like, you just go over there and you sit in a cafe for the day, set up your laptop. And it's just, everyone is a digital nomad and you make so many friends.
I have heard that. And there's lots of like expats and stuff over there as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like anyone could do it. Yeah. I also know a guy from Newcastle who is a photographer and he just moved over there and you can move into like these big villas with like 10 people. You've got your own room, your own bathroom, and he's like off doing things with massive groups of people, and he's been there for like 2 weeks.
That's pretty cool.
I'm like, good on you.
Yeah, that would be a really good experience.
It's so good. It's like my home away from home.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to go back.
I'm jealous.
Little B-day trip.
I'm actually heading to Vietnam, I think, on the same day that you go to Bali,
the 18th.
Yeah So funny. I'm going over there to visit my mum.
That'll be so good.
And then she's coming home with me because she's living in Australia forever once I bring her back home.
That's so exciting.
I know, I'm so
excited. Is she going to live in the Gold Coast?
Yes. She's moving to the Gold Coast. She's never lived there before. I've always been in the Gold Coast by myself without any family. So I just think it's going to be life changing to have like my mum of all people there with me,
which is so good.
She's just gonna live with me for a few months until she finds her own place.
Oh my god, that'll be so exciting.
Yeah, but so basically my travels are, I go to Vietnam for 2 weeks, come back to Gold Coast for a week, go down to Melbourne for a week, then go to Europe for 3 weeks, come back to Gold Coast for 3 weeks, and then go on a cruise in South America for 2 weeks.
This is the year of travel.
It is the year of travel.
But I feel like everyone needs to embrace it more.
100%.
Like, you don't want to get to the end of the year and be like, what did I do this year?
Mm-hmm. Especially, I think, with people who work for themselves,
mm-hmm.
we do have that time where we can do it and we can work still when we're overseas. I know it's harder for people who have, like, you know, office jobs and they don't get that much leave. But I just think travel's so important. Like, you only have one life. May as well live it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't want to take any money to the grave.
No, exactly. What are you going to do once you're dead? Well, I guess I'll give it to my kids.
But like right now, we have no kids, so we may as well.
I know, that is true. Yep, you're not wrong. So speaking about my mum, she recently has been going through a divorce with my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
The whole situation has just been so crazy. Like, basically my mum gave up her whole life and moved her whole life, my sister, who's 17, almost 18, overseas to a country where they knew absolutely no one, for my stepdad's job.
I didn't realize it was for his work.
Yeah. So he works, I don't want to say where he works, but he works over there. He has an important job and, yeah, he got a posting over there in June.
Yeah.
And moved, my mum and my sister with him. And mum doesn't work and my sister's at school over there now. But mum gave up everything. She didn't really want to go because she didn't want to leave my brother and I.
Yeah.
But she went anyway to support him. 6 months in, my stepdad turns around and goes, I want a divorce.
I can't believe how quickly this all turned around. I remember watching your stories when your mum was packing.
Yeah.
And that feels like it was so close.
Yeah, it was not that long ago. Like, yeah, it's crazy. But, I mean, we have a few conspiracy theories, my mum and I, as to why it happened, but won't go into that. It's just been really shit. Like, she ended up, I bought her flights home for Christmas because she was just so distraught about the whole situation.
Yeah.
She's gone back and she was going to stick out the next, because they're there for 3 years, she's going to stick out the next 2 years, but it's just gotten to the point where
it's a long time.
They're living together. Like, you know, you're getting divorced. It's not really healthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and unfortunately, my stepdad hasn't been treating my mum very well. There's been a lot going on and my poor mum has just been in the wars a bit, but I'm so excited for her to move back to Australia. But I have to tell you about this one situation in particular that is so insane.
Oh no.
So my mum, it would have been like mid-January, my mum decided to take off her wedding rings, which, by the way, I should put this in here. My mum bought my stepdad's wedding ring from Tiffany & Co. because he had no money. So she bought his ring and she bought her rings,
right,
which are worth a lot of money. She's asked my stepdad for the wedding ring back that she bought, and he is refusing. Even though she bought it with her money. But anyway, let's not get into that. My mum was like, I don't want to wear my wedding rings anymore because it's just bad juju. Let's take them off. Yeah. I'll put them in the safe. So she put them in the safe in her bedroom, which they're sleeping in separate rooms now, obviously.
Yeah.
And only like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, she was like, oh, I better just like check on my rings and check everything's there. Opens up the safe and they're gone. Her wedding rings are gone. Should mention that about 2 months ago, her gold cross that was from her mother disappeared and was replaced by this shitty old $2 shop gold cross. And she thought she was going crazy. She was like, I've lost my fucking mind. And she went and she spoke to my stepdad and was like, have you done this? Like, what's going on? Where's this? And everyone, and my stepdad gaslit her and everyone sort of gaslit her about it. But I knew that she was right and that someone had taken it because it was just so weird. And then anyway, so her wedding rings go missing and she calls the manager of the apartment. She's like, yeah. This is an emergency. Like my wedding bands have gone missing, blah, 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 whatever. They start investigating it. They get the police involved. At first, everyone's looking at the cleaner because the only three people that had been in and out of the apartment were my mum, my stepdad, oh, my sister, obviously, and the cleaner.
Yeah.
So, but mum was like, no, no, no. Like, we're really good friends. Like, she's like my only friend here in Vietnam. I love her. She always buys me flowers, whatever. It's not her. My mum, for a little while, thought it was my stepdad trying to like mess with her head. But turns out it wasn't. It was actually the cleaner. And I don't know how they.
You haven't told me this.
I haven't told you this. So, this is the update. So, mum calls me, like, it would have been 2 weeks ago. Panicked, being like, honey, I'm so scared right now. I'm sitting down. She was like shaking. She's like, I'm sitting down in the reception of my apartment. The cleaner's in our apartment and my stepdad, her husband, has just messaged me and said, I need to get somewhere safe, get away from the cleaner. And I was like, what do you mean? Anyway, turns out they apparently found the rings, I think obviously in the cleaner's apartment or something like that because the police were investigating it. And yeah, like the cleaner, I think, must have done it before, or maybe has like a bit of a criminal record or something. I don't know. Anyway, eventually the cleaner left the apartment and my mum spoke to the management team and were like, you need to let her go or put her on leave or something like that. So they're like, okay, we'll put her on like temporary leave until the main boss gets back so that we can actually fire her, which sounds a bit weird to me. And so they did that and mum goes back up into the apartment and is just chilling and all of a sudden hears like the door. Oh no, she hears someone ringing the doorbell like multiple times and she's like, oh my God, I bet you that's the cleaner. So she goes into her bedroom because she's scared. And then thank God she put the latch on the door. About 5 minutes later, she heard someone try and open the door. So the cleaner's trying to get into the door. And then obviously she couldn't because the latch was on. But then she started calling mum nonstop, calling my stepdad nonstop, like really stalker vibes.
Oh my God.
And it got to the point where mum was like, I don't feel safe. Like I'm scared of being at home. I'm scared leaving the home. Like I just don't feel safe here. And she's just like, Vietnam's fucked, Annie. Like everyone is corrupt. Everyone is a scam artist. Like it's just been awful.
But what about her cross?
We think it was the cleaner. We think she stole the cross and then replaced it with something else. Almost, yeah, to gaslight mum a little bit and be like, this is your cross. What do you mean?
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
But you know what? As someone who's in there however often she's cleaning the apartment, she's seen that necklace so many times and then gone out and been like, what looks the most like this?
Yeah. But mum knew straight away because it's so precious to her. She went to go put it on and she was like, this is literally made out of plastic. Like her cross was real and old and, it, you know, and it was like flaking this new one that had been replaced.
I can't believe that.
So she was like, no one believed her. And then this happened, obviously. Yeah, and now
mum
it's
needs
like,
to get out of there. That is crazy.
It's so crazy. I'm scared to go. I'm like, mum, we're going to have to change your safe code every single day. And I'm going to put all my stuff in there.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
That lady is a bit.
Yeah, but apparently it happens a lot over there. Which is so crazy.
Get your mum home.
I know. She needs to come home, honestly.
I'm in shock.
Yeah.
That makes me scared to just like go overseas and have – I don't like having people in my hotel rooms or whatever anyway.
Yeah.
Like we'll literally sometimes say just don't clean the room while we're here. It's fine.
Yeah.
We can make those bets.
You do put a lot of trust in people like that to like – I hadn't even thought about it, but you know, like I leave my suitcase open or whatever on a holiday and then the cleaner comes in and who knows what they could take.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
This just reminded me of something so funny. When I was in Bali the last time, a month ago, I had like – this bottle of lube and a vibrator and just all of this just stuff on the bedside table. And I come back in and everything was lined up so neatly. And the lube bottle was upside down. And I was like, this is, it just doesn't get funnier. Like the fact they have no idea, probably have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
The bottle's upside down with the vibrator like perfectly placed next to it. I was, it's just so funny.
That's so funny.
Oh, poor cleaners.
I know. They've probably seen so much stuff.
But then also they're very conservative in Indonesia.
Yeah, they are. I actually don't think sex toys are allowed.
No, I don't think they
They're
are.
They're illegal.
I've only ever seen one sex toy shop and I didn't see it the last time I was there and it was called a massage shop.
Okay.
But yep. It was dildos and vibrators. But I don't know how they got away with that.
Yeah, I know. That's, I don't know either because I think it's like very illegal. I had to Google it before I went and like just to be safe. And yeah, they're not allowed in Vietnam either.
Oh, really?
They're illegal. If they catch you with them, I think you can go to jail or something.
Surely for like tourists, they're fine.
I don't know what the rules are there.
So funny.
Yeah, very funny.
Line up my sex toys. Thank you.
So what have you been doing with like work and stuff? What's been happening?
I feel like I've been trying to find my groove a little bit on social media.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard for me to, in on one side, I'm like, I know what's going to sell and make me money on OnlyFans, but I also, my main Instagram is my personal Instagram. Like it's my, I don't have a private friends and family one. Like that is actually me and what I do every day. So, which some people love, but then some guys are not going to care what I did at the gym or what I ate today. They just want to see like the sexier stuff. And I'm like, oh, what, it's so frustrating. What do I do? But I wanted to tell you about this because I was trying to live in my Annie Knight era. And when I was in Paris, I was about to fly, like had to go to the airport. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to make up a TikTok and say that I've slept with this many people while I've been overseas.
I've seen this.
And I posted it.
Yeah.
And then I flew home and like it had 500 views when I got home. And I was like, okay, cool. That's obviously not my niche. No one gives a shit what I do. And then a month afterwards or maybe 2 months afterwards, I was on a train to go down to Sydney Airport and my phone was blowing
up. I remember you posting being like, where am I going viral? Like what's going on right now?
My phone was going crazy and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
So some guy had found that TikTok that did shit on my page and he had stitched it and he had millions of views of him making fun of me.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, make fun of me, whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's not even real. I don't care. And yeah, I was getting all of these subscribers and everyone's like, oh, can I be number 23 of 20? Like, when are you coming back to Paris and Amsterdam? I was like, here we go.
Oh
and
God.
Then I had to write down where it got picked up by because I'm on the plane to Bali with no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And I land and I'm on Barstool Sports, news.com.au. Carl and Jackie O are in my DMs again. I'm like, oh no, what have I done?
I have to tell you something. So I was mentioned, have you guys heard of Your Mum's House podcast?
Yeah.
So they a massive podcast. Apparently, like someone was like, it's one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard of them. It's two comedians, a guy and a girl. I got sent it 1,000 times. You're on this episode. You're on this episode. They mentioned me in, they put up like a few of my TikToks and were talking about me. They were talking shit about me, but whatever. After they finished talking about me, they were like, oh, what about this girl? She's, you know, made this this TikTok about sleeping with 22 guys on a Europe trip. And they were talking about you.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is so funny because they obviously don't realize that we know each other and we have a podcast together because they kind of spoke about us separately. And they're like, what's going on with all these high sex drive women at the moment?
But also, who cares?
Who cares? The whole thing was, I actually made a TikTok in response to it, which I don't even know what happened with that. But, yeah.
I was just in shock. I'm like, This is just proving to me that I'm not good at social media and I don't have no idea which direction I'm going to go in because my video didn't go viral. It was other people sharing me because they were so mad about something that I said.
I mean, but it still worked viral in the end. You know what I mean?
So then, yeah, the Kyle and Jackie O producer had DM'd me.
Which
when
one
I
was it?
Oh, I can't remember. Lou? I ended up talking to two.
Okay.
I think Lou I spoke to initially and then I ended up talking to, oh, what's the other girl? I forget her name. She's been with them for years and years.
Don't know.
I can't remember, but DM me and I'm like, I've just gotten to Bali. Like, when am I going to talk to you guys? Because they wanted me on at 6 a.m. So I woke up in Bali at 3 a.m. to go to Zoom with Carl and Jackie O.
Oh, you did a Zoom call? Yeah. So could they, did they film it? Like, did they make
No, they just wanted to see me okay. when they were talking to me. There was no footage of it, but I was on the air. So then I was just trying to have, you know, a nice little break and my socials were just going crazy. Oh but then God. That was like the shortest little viral Spit. Craze I've had. Like it was literally 2 days and yeah. then gone.
Yeah, yeah. It can well, be like that sometimes.
One guy.
It's crazy.
That's but so he was good actually though. Pretty mean.
Mm,
he was like, what a dick. You're for the streets. And I was like, okay, okay sitting here you, with my boyfriend sipping yeah. mocktails in Bali, but
cool.
So yeah, that's how I'm going with work. I don't know. I feel like I have so much content. I have so many good subs. I have like a good solid base. So mm-hmm.
yeah,
I'm just working on the quality
yeah.
of that at the moment rather than trying to do anything crazy.
Yeah, that's sort of like me too. I feel like I have like over 200 videos in mm-hmm. my bank. And this year I'm really focusing on like doing collabs and stuff like that. Yeah. Also trying to do more media stuff. So I went on the Lucy and Nikki radio show the other day, which yeah. is pretty cool because I'm a huge fan of them. I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
And they were the nicest girls. Like really? Just so funny, so nice. Sometimes when I do radio interviews, you can hear a bit of judgment in mm-hmm. their voices. No judgment from Lucy and Nikki whatsoever. They yeah. were like, go girl, you slay.
That's so good.
Yeah. And then also I've got I don't know if I can talk about this, but I'm going on a cover of a pretty big publication.
That's so exciting.
So I'll talk about that more when it comes out or when it's close to coming out, but I'm yeah. very excited.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what direction I'm going in with work at the moment. I'm kind of like just, I don't know, riding the wave a little bit still.
Oh, I thought of something.
Yeah.
I haven't actually announced anything on Instagram yet. But I feel like our listeners are the type of people who I'm probably going to want to sell to.
Okay.
I'm going to make an ebook.
Okay.
About OnlyFans.
Okay.
And it's going to be like however many tips. I'm not going to say the number.
Yeah.
But I've got my friend who's a graphic designer and she's going to cool. design it for me and I'm going to do all the content and hopefully have you and a couple of our other friends have yeah. a little, you guys can input a Ooh. Tip and then we'll have like your little username yeah. and your shout out in it as well.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds so fun. Mm. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the works. No Love one it. Knows yet.
Well, now the they do. The podcast knows. Yeah, I like that. That's cool. I think it's good to have something else, which is sort of what I'm working on at the moment. I'm like trying to figure out what my something else is because, you know, I'm 27 now. I always said, I think I said last year I was going to do OF for 3 more years.
Yeah.
So now it's sort of looking like 2 more years. And I don't like putting a timeline on things, but that's just how I'm feeling at the moment. I feel like I don't still want to be doing it when I'm 30.
Yeah.
For no reason other than like I think by then I'll be a bit over it and I'll want something else.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously like I feel like I'm a bit of a businesswoman and I really want to own my own business. And back in the day in 2016, I started my own swimwear brand.
Oh.
Do you know this?
I feel like you might have mentioned it to me before because yeah. I had a girlfriend who was going to as well. I think it just turns out like the funds weren't there or something, but she went to Bali and had like all the samples and
yeah.
went to the factories
it's
and
stuff. It's such a cool experience. I remember like, yes, I did it for probably 3 years and I absolutely loved it. Like I was so passionate about it, but in the end I had to stop because I ended up working full time as yeah. a marketing coordinator. So I didn't have the time to do both.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have the time and the money, I'm like, I would love to do not necessarily swimwear, but something. And I'm just trying to figure out what that is.
I'm like that as well. I don't know what it would be because I'm always in bikinis or activewear,
mm-hmm.
but in Newcastle, it's so small. And I have a friend who he's got an activewear brand as a part of his supplement right. store. And then I've got a girlfriend who has a swimwear brand and there's so many swimwear brands in Newcastle. And I'm just like, I don't want to, like, we can shout out Best Body Supplements. Tim is my friend. And obviously his activewear is doing freaking amazing. Yeah, everyone is wearing it.
Yeah.
And then, my friend Hannah, who owns the brand, is just called Swim.
Oh, cool.
She's also taken over Newcastle.
I've seen your posts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to tiptoe into either of them.
But I also think that there is room for everyone. The market's so oversaturated, but I still think, and this is what I keep reminding myself, this is where my self-doubt comes in when it comes to this type of stuff, is like the market's super oversaturated, but like I think about how many times I have a specific idea of a piece of clothing or swimwear I want and I go and try and find it and I can't find it.
Yeah.
So there is room for everyone. There are things that haven't been done. Like I think it's doable.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely need a point of difference, but yeah, I don't think you're stepping on anyone's toes for like following your own dreams.
I also think that I could – this is just an idea. No one hold me to it just yet. But like with my like skincare and being vegan and just being so picky about what I put on my face, I'm like, what? I've known about ingredients in skincare and makeup since I was like 14 years old. Like, why do I not go into that?
You could do that. And like you've spoken to me about like candles and stuff before. You could make organic candles as well.
I actually have made candles before.
Have you?
My mum and I went on this little like day trip out into the middle of the bush somewhere in Sydney and we made candles. That's cute. It was so fun.
That does sound fun. Yeah, that would be a vibe for you.
Yeah, non-toxic candles.
Yes, and skincare and stuff. Yeah. Love it.
Okay. I'll just make a little Instagram account just on the download and just get it started.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just do it. Just do it. That's the motto for this year. Nike.
Yeah. Just do it.
Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We're so excited to have you listen to all of season 2 of our podcast.
Make sure that you follow us on Spotify, and our Instagram and TikTok are both doubledose.thepodcast if you don't already follow us.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.